This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. The U.S. Supreme Court is again taking up a Colorado case in a test weighing whether free speech is more important than anti-discrimination laws. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
303 Creative is a website design company run by Lori Smith. She hasn't created any wedding websites yet. She says she would like to, but says she wants to post a disclaimer saying she wouldn't do any work for anyone whose messages may violate her Christian beliefs. This includes that of same-sex couples. The trouble is that disclaimer would violate Colorado's anti-discrimination law. This is similar to a case a few years ago with a Lakewood bakery that refused to make wedding cakes for gay weddings. The court will hear arguments this fall. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Hotels in Colorado Springs saw some of their highest occupancy rates in January this year. The Gazette reports more than half of the city's hotel rooms were booked last month. That's not as full as 3 years ago, when occupancy rates for January set a record. The paper says the January 22 occupancy rate is the fourth highest it's been since 1990. The Aspen Airport is back open today after a small private jet slid off the runway while departing yesterday. The incident forced the airport to close for about 9 hours. The airport's director says no one was injured, and federal investigators are looking into what happened. On the Front Range today, highs in the teens and 20s. It'll be cloudy, cold, and snowy, lightly snowy throughout the night. This is CPR News.